We'll start with the Inyan Malatifis HaRosh. As we learn from Pasuk in Yecheskel, Losat al Safam. Shouldn't be Otef, so the Yecheskel should not be Otef al Safam. Regular Avos should be Ote al Safam. Ote is to be Misa'atif al Safam is the mustache, meaning covering yourself up to the mustache area. So Pashtus means what Rosh Hashanah described as a tifus yishveilim, that they would have something on their head and they would throw it over in a way that it would cover over the bottom of their face. So it's interesting, we find a machlekes Rav and Shmuel that nogeya tatifa on Shabbos. Rav says that a tifa you could be knowing even on Shabbos. It's not a steer, it's a Shabbos. And even though on Shabbos You're not knowing avelus. Rav holds that you're not knowing avelus of farhesia. Anything that's going to make clear that a person's an avel, he can't do on Shabbos. But covering, Rav held that a tifa could be done just by covering one's head. The mela, covering one's head, everyone does on Shabbos, or at least some people do on Shabbos. And the mela, it's not considered avelus of farhesia. It's not farhesia, so you can do it on Shabbos. Whereas Shmuel, he says, "Kol atifa she'eino ki yishme'elim, eino atifa." Atifa, but dafka has to be like the yishme'elim. It has to be the covering of the face. And the meila, if a person would do that on Shabbos, it'd be clear that he's being doing it because he's an avel. The meila, that's going to be avelus on Shabbos. And the meila, atifa is not knowing on Shabbos. The whole din of atifa is not knowing on Shabbos. So the Ritva points out, it's not so posh what the machlokes is, right? Because the chayra, the pasuk was beferish, that a tifa covers the face. The pasuk says, "Al safam yeta," it has to cover the mouth. Right? People don't normally cover their mouth. So Ritva says that the machlokes Rav and Shmuel is dafkalin in Shabbos. On Shabbos, there's a machlokes what to do. On Shabbos, of course, you can't do covering the face. You can't do a tifa to shmeilim. That would be avelus of farhesia. The shail is, could you do a mitzvah atifa? Rav holds, doing a mixus atifa is also an atifa. You can cover the face. Where Shmuel says, if it's not katifas yishme'elim, it's not atifa. There's nothing. Without atifas yishme'elim, you're doing nothing. And the mela, on Shabbos, a person shouldn't cover his head at all. There's no reason to cover his head at all. So, meaning, the machlokes Rav and Shmuel is be'ikur a machlokes about Bediyevin. When you can't do Tifas Yishma'elim, is there a mixes kima of a Tifa by Tifas HaRosh? Now, according to Rav, many Paskin like Rav, the Lachas like Rav and Esser, over Shmuel, so the Rav comes out that there's two dinim in a Tifa. There's one a Tifa covering the head, and there's another dinim of a Tifa covering the mouth. And if you can't do both, because let's say because it's Shabbos, so the Mela, at least do the head. It's interesting, in the Ramban, he quotes another pasuk for a tifa, the pasuk that says in the Megillah about Haman, he came home avel v'chafu rosh, an avel with his head covered. So, l'chayra, you can say there's two in the inyan. There's two in the inyan. One is avel v'chafu rosh, having a head covered is a sign of being downcast. The other one is al safam yeteh, is that his mouth should be covered. What's the idea of that? The concept behind it could be that Chazal learned two things from al-Safam Yeteh. They learn out by a Mitzayra. They learn out that there's Atifa, which covers the mouth, but the Gemara also learns out that there's an Issur B'Sheila Shalom, because the person's covering his mouth. So the concept that an Avul's covering his mouth is because he's Issur B'Sheila Shalom. So two separate dinim. There's something very important about this, Nakuta. If there's really two dinim, Fi Rav, there's two dinim in Atifa, so it's very important that Gabi another din. It's important that Gabi the Chiddush of Taisus. Taisus on Mokotin Chaf Alf, he says a tremendous Chiddush. Rama takes a halacha. He's Mechadish, that Bizman Hazeh, we do away with Atifas Yishma'ilim. He says we don't do Atifas Yishma'ilim, Bizman Hazeh, because if we would, people would laugh at us. It'd be a schok, it'd be like a joke. So now, Pash Pashan Tosis in Sesva, like, what do you mean? Because people laugh at us, we don't do it, right? We don't, people laugh at us, we're supposed to do it. We enjoy doing what people laugh at us. It's more schar. So let's leave that on the side. For the moment, let's not talk about that. But let's just echo what Tosis says. Just what he says is that Tifas Yishma'ela, people will laugh, we're not Megizman Azeh. So the Shaila is, fine, okay, let's accept Tosis. But if we accept Tosis, but what about if it's not a Tifas Yishma'ela? He says, Tifas Yishma'ela, we'll take Megizman Azeh. What about if it's just covering the head? So does it have value? So Rabbi Kiva Eger points out that if you look at Tosfos on Chaf Dalet, Tosfos is on Chaf Dalet, the Feirush Pasuk is like Rav. If the Feirush Pasuk is that you don't need a Tifa Yishma'elis. So what does he mean? He means to say that we're not knowing the Din L'chatchil of a Tifa Yishma'elis B'sman Hazeh, because it's bringing the Tzchok, but in a Chinami, the basic Din of a Tifa, we hold like Rav, and the basic Din of a Tifa of covering the head, we will still be knowing B'sman Hazeh. So l'chor, that would be a big nafkamina. That would be Rav. If you hold like Rav, if you don't do Tifas Yishma'elim, there's still an inyan of covering the head. Now the Rambam seems to also go in this mahalach. It's very interesting how he says it. The Rambam, when he brings down the din of Atifa, in Perek Hay of Helchas Aval, the beginning of the Perek, he just lists all the Nehugi Avelos. When he lists the din of Atifa, he says, Asa Lefroas Arosh. The din of Atifa, the way the Rambam brings it down, is he can't leave his head uncovered. Right? You understand this is before the people wore yarmulkes, so people would start walking around bareheaded. So he says the din of Atifa, the way he brings it down, is just as also lefroas es rosha. In Perkei Halacha Yutes, so then he adds on, v'asudr shemachasav erosho, the cloth covering his head, ota nimiksaso ma'at al pip. He covers his mouth with it. So the chod b'shad is that there's one din of covering the head, there's a second din of covering the mouth. And Meil, that goes well to Rabbam Lashita. So in Perek Yud, the Rabbam writes, halach like Rav. The Rabbam just writes that Atif is noeg on Shabbos. It's noeg on Shabbos, because in a chinam, you're not going to cover, the person's not going to cover his mouth on Shabbos, because that will be available for Hesya. But covering one's heads on Shabbos is bitzina, because even b'mei Chazal, at least some people would go outside with a head covering. So Mamela, on Shabbos, there'll be a din of Atifa. So, right? So, the Pshat is there's two dinim here. Now, that's if you go like Rav. So, many Rishonim go like Rav because Halach Rav Kisuri. However, the Rosh and the Ramban both paskin like Shmuel. They paskin like Shmuel. They have a. They say in the Gemara, it's Mashma, the Maskanas, the Gemara they think is more like Shmuel. They go like Shmuel. Memela lefi the Rush, it'll come out like Shmuel that there's only one din in Atifa. There's one din of Atifa, and if it's not like Yishma'elim, it's worthless. So it's all or nothing. Memela, if it's all or nothing, so the nafkamina will be that on Shabbos there'll be no inin of covering the head on Shabbos. And also comes out that if you accept Tosfos' Chiddush, if you accept the basic Chiddush that for some reason there's no Atifa as Yishma'elis Zman Hazeh because people will laugh at it. If you accept that, if you call it Shmuel, it's all or nothing. So in Meil, there's no din of Atifa whatsoever. But Chalal's battle, the whole din of Atifa. So that's an important machlokas l'maisa. In the Ramah, so it seems that the Ikur he goes like Shmuel, because Ramah, when he brings down the din of Atifa, he just seems to say that Stam Zman Hazeh, people laugh at Atifa's Shme'elim. So Mela, we don't do Atifa. It just sounds like Mikol v'Kol, there's no din of Atifa. In the other Nosei Kelim, the Shach, the Taz, the Bach, the Drisha, they all bring the Rokeach. The Rokeach says that, no, in a Chinami, we don't do Atifa Yishma'elim, this man has that, but we do a Mixus Atifa. Mixus Atifa, he says, is to wear a hat, and in addition, he says, to pull the brim of the hat down so it covers the eyes. So that'll be, you can't do it, they're going to laugh at, but do what you could get away with. What you could get away with, so you should try to do. Now, even the Ramah, he doesn't hold this way, but the Ramah in Simon Taf, So he mentions that there are those who are knowing that way. He says, by Shabbos, there's no atifas harosh for Shabbos. He says, but in the makomos that they're knowing, mixes atifa, bisman hazeh, they could be knowing it also on Shabbos. Because since on Shabbos, it's not for hesed, because it's not so strange, so the male, they could be knowing it on Shabbos. Some mix atifa. Possum say that they should wear a hat on Shabbos, but they shouldn't wear the brim down. Right? During the week, an aval should wear his brim down. Right? For those who don't wear a hat, so they have to be a sports fan. if they want to keep this. And then, Memela, you have to... So in Shabbos, they wear the hat like everyone else, because they shouldn't be before Hesia. Don't pull it down. Don't be, you know, maybe pull it down, maybe go to somebody's Lubavitch or something, but... fine. Okay, so that's the din of... That's the din that many of us can't bring. Do Avelim do it? So, what I've seen in real B'nai Torah, I have seen people doing it. Generally, you don't see people doing this. But B'etzim, they should do it. The reason they should do it, first of all, is because, you know, of course the whole Tosis is quite a chiddush here. We'll talk about it in a minute. But to get rid of it, you also, Lefi Rav, it's clear there's a din of Mixus Atifa. And even Lefi Shmuel, it's interesting, if you look at the Drisha, he sounds like he thinks that we should have do this business with a hat. He seems to say it's even Shmuel. He seems just to say that B'zman HaZeh, we're not knowing Atifas Yishma'elim. It's not a thing on us. We don't have such a musig. So Memeila, we do the Rokeach Satifa. It could be that one could say, even in Shmuel, Shmuel says, if not Atifas Yishma'elim, it's nothing. But actually, you could say that, what's the pshat in Shmuel? Right, Shmuel was saying, Rav, I understand Rav very well. Rav says it's not all or nothing. Atifa has two parts, and the male, if you can't cover the male, so cover the head. It makes sense, right? Let's say someone for some reason must cut his beard. There's an avul, must cut his beard. Does that mean that now he could cut his hair? So no. You shouldn't cut your hair. So whatever you have to cut, we don't have to cut, don't cut. So why is it Shmuel has this thing of all or nothing, that you can't do it like Yishma'elim, so just get rid of the whole thing. So actually you could say is that Shmuel held that the yisoid of Avelis, the whole yisoid of Atifa by Avelim, the whole yisoid is that the person should look strange. Right? What's the musug? That a person in Avelis, he wants to hide from other people, he wants to be away from other people. You know, so he wants to be different. He wants to show, I'm different, I'm Batifa. And people see someone walking around Batifa and they realize, oh, this guy is, he's an Avelis. You know, it's like Avelis clothes. You know, not now, but even if you go back 50 years, women used to wear an Avelis, they'd wear a black veil. There was such a thing. So that was something that was showing Avelis. So Shmuel says on Shabbos, we're not going to do a Tifas Yishmael, so don't do anything, because the whole point is to show something. If you're not showing anything, on Shabbos you can't show you an Aval. So the male, there's no in, the whole Niyog is gone. Right? He doesn't hold this in of Aval Chafel Rosh, or covering the mouth. The Musig is being different. Being different, showing that you're not part of the Chevra. So the male, it's all or nothing. So it could be that the Lefidah Rokeach will say that, no, B'zman HaZeh, we don't have such a musig of doing that, right? People, they might be in a village, they might want to hide their whole face. Okay, they'd love to cover their whole face, but they can't, right? Person's miserable, they want to cover their face, they want other people talking to them, but they got to go with the societal norms, right? They got to go with what's normal here. So Memela, they have to go with normal, so Memela, they're going to cover what they could get away with. So B'zman HaZeh, it'll be, they have a hat, and they pull the brim down a little bit, and that'll be their sign. So the chayra, that's the right way to be knowing. Right, as clarion Guzman has, mamish Guzman has, you know, people are wearing masks. So in Mela, you know, you can talk about if there's, you know, the point is to cover what you can get away with. Fine. Now the ikur, yeah.
Are you saying this in Rav or in Shmuel?
In both. Right. Now the Iker Chiddush of Tosfos is a parallel, right? What do you mean, because people are going to laugh at you that you don't do a mitzvah? What's he talking about? So the chayra of pshat is that we a little bit have to understand all nehugei avelus. And nehugei avelus, they're not learned from the Chumash. They're being looked at a psukim in Nach, right? So what's the idea? What do they do before Nach? How do they know how to be ma'avel? The chayra of the pshat, all avelus is that you're being noeg in the minig of a person who's miserable. Right, there's a certain derech eretz of avelus. A person who's miserable, he acts a certain way. We should act in that certain way. Right, there's certain things we do to be miserable. If atifa, so that's a way for a person to show his avelus. But that's true if that's the normal way of people. Right, if it's the normal way of people too. If something like that looks like Purim, it doesn't look like. The point of avelus is to show sorrow. It doesn't look like showing sorrow. It looks like your dress up, you know. So memela, that wouldn't be that wouldn't be in line with the whole idea of what avelus is. Well, there's a ritva on Chaf Beis. He talks about there was a minhag b'mei Chazal that al ave'im the kids when they would go to the levaya, they would be cholis cut off. They would go to the levaya with their shoulders showing. They would somehow rip their shirt so their shoulders would come out of their shirt. Right? No one does that today. Why don't they do that? The Ritva says because there would be a schok and it wouldn't be kavod hames. That's not kavod hames. It's supposed to be honorable. If it looks strange, it's not kavod hames. It's interesting. There's a din in the Ramban from Smachos. He brings a din that when people come, so the aval takes off a little bit of zatif, takes off zatifa. Right? The Ramban seems to understand you can take off the whole zatifa. Or at least you could uncover the mouth of that tifa, l'kavod the people coming. And we see the Rabbi Akiva, when everyone came to him, menachem him, he gave them a bracha, even though in Avos asked to give brachas, but he gave a bracha, the Gemara says, covered Rabim Shani. So what's the pshat is mutter, to do something to cover other people? So the chayr the pshat is that the mitzvah of Avelis is given over to Derech Eretz, the son of Derech Eretz. This is a show of sorrow, but just like a person in his sorrow doesn't do things to be mevaz other person. He worries about other people's kavod. So, memela, that could be the concept here as well, is that a person worries about his own kavod. A person doesn't do strange things as part of his kavod hames. It's supposed to be a natural expression of avelus. It's interesting, that could just be the musik here. You know, but prat with atifa. The musik is showing avelus, showing there's something different about the person. Just mention one last point. It's just interesting in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, so Rishonim have a Messiah that there's no din of Atifa on Tisha B'Av. Meaning even the Fidah Shulchan Aruch that says we are knowing Atifa. But on Tisha B'Av we're not knowing Atifa, and it's just brought as a Messiah that way. That even though Be'etzim the Gemara says that the Nehugim of Avelis are knowing Tisha B'Av but not Atifa. After the Pshat could be is that the whole point of Atifa is for a person to show he's different. You're trying to show he's alone, he's not part of the tzibur, right? He's different than the rest of the tzibur. But Tisha B'Av, it's avelus of the tzibur. So the Mela, there's no musik like that. There's no, the whole point doesn't come out. That's not the mood. So actually that could be the site. Okay. Now, the din of kvis hamita. Okay, so we're talking about in Yanam that we think we don't do Bisman Hazeh. So we'll see how true that is. So Kriya Samit is another din of Pashas we don't do Bisman Hazeh. So let's just talk about Kriya Samit. First I want to talk about what it is, and then I want to talk about what's kind of Bisman Hazeh. So din of Kriya Samit is brought as a Svara, that Bar Kapara says, the Musta Yukni Nasati Behem, I put the image, the appearance of my image among people, and in their averos, they turned it upside down. Alas, so they should turn over their beds because of it. That's the svar. That's a very good svar. Yeah, Hashem gave his zemus to people, and in their averos, they destroyed it, so therefore turn your bed over. Right, what do you think? It's a good svar. Ellie, it's a good svar. Your sister svar. So, So I just want to explain the svara here. You know, svara, I usually apologize before I say anything to machshava, but I want to tell you that the emes is that there's a lot of gemara that you won't understand without a machshava, and the emes is the lamdas and machshava. Very often they really enhance each other. So I'm gonna allow myself just to try to explain a little bit what's going on here, because the emes is tremendously amok, and it's an amok, more amok understanding of avelus bechlal. What's this shaykhis that in avelus is somehow it's like there's a we're turning over our beds. And that somehow has something to do with the loss of Tzelem Elokim. You know, b'chalav, so mita is not exactly, the Aruch HaShulchan discusses that mita in Chazal, you'll see it's not just where you sleep. Mita is a place of menucha b'chalav. When people would eat, they would eat on their mita. When they would eat b'haseba, they would sit on their mita. The Ritva points out that mita isn't stam a bed in your bedroom, because it's a fairish in the Gemara that you don't do Kfiyas Hamita on Shabbos because it's befarhesia. Kfiyas Hamita is considered befarhesia in front of everyone because that was the, on Shabbos, people would sit at their table on mitas, these type of couches. Oh, so what's the end of that turning over a mita? What does it have anything to do with the mus of Hashem? How has Hashem's mita been turned over? So just to start, you find v'chlal that by a Kodesh Baruch Hu ki'ilu, there's a musa we find of Hashem having a moshav, or a moshav or a kise in this world, which is that a makam for the shechina. You find it says mechon shiftecha pa'alta Hashem. You've made a place for yourself to sit. Mikdash Hashem kanani yudecha. You've made the mikdash. Right in Az Yashir, it's Hashem's making a moshav for himself. Pasuk in Yirmiyah, it says, Kisei Kavod Mara Meirisha Makam Mikdashenu. The place of the Mikdash is the Kisei Kavod. The Kisei Kavod, we know Kisei Kavod from Yechezkel, but it's the Kisei Kavod is in the Beis HaMikdash. Find David HaMelech uses this mamish by his couch. David HaMelech says, I can't lie down on my couch. He says, he took a shvua in Elal Eres Yitzua. I can't go up onto the spreads of my couch. And emso makam Hashem until I find a place for Hashem in the world. Until I find a mikdash. The mikdash is ki'ilu the moshav, the couch of Hashem in the world. You find in Re'ei the mikdash is called El Hamenucha Vel Hanachla. It says you haven't come yet to the mikdash. The pasuk because you haven't come to the menucha and the nachla. It's ki'ilu. Kilo, whatever that means, a base moshav for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So now what does this have to do? Fine. Now what does it have to do with the Dmus Yukni? It has something to do more. Tzelem Elokim. What does it have to do? That's not a kisei. What does it mean? A person dies with the loss of some sort of kisei to Hashem. So we already mentioned this once. The musig. Musig that the. On the kisei in the kisei kavod, the actual kisei kavod in Yechezkel, it tells us on the kisei kavod is the mus adam. Chazal say what that means, right? Nachas Hashem Hakadosh Baruch Hu has any mus to him. He has no mus, but it's chokuk on the kisei kavod the mus adam. The kilu, the cheer of Hashem, is the mus of an adam. And the idea being that some of the tzelem elokim is something in which Hashem has a moshav. Tzelem elokim. You know, the pasuk says, "Shoyfech dan Adam is chayiv misa because ki b'tzelem elokim asaha Adam." Right, that a person b'tzelem elokim. The Medrash says on that if a person kills someone, he's being mamat b'dmus hamelach. The gilu Hashem in this world is through this tzelem elokim. Right, you know, there's a drash v'shachanti v'socham. You have a mishkan. Why? To have a mishkan. This is based on Migdash. But the tachlis is v'shachanti v'socham, so there's a drasha that v'shachanti v'socham alone nemer el v'shachanti v'socham, that the shechina, the ultimate tachlis is the shechina to be shayra in every yid. And a person is a place for shechina. So you find something amazing. In Chazal, the Lashon to Musti Yukni shows up one other place. The Musti Yukni is in the Gemara Bava Basra, Nun Ches. It's talking about Yaakov Avinu. It says Rabbanoi was being Mitzayan the Kvaros, and he came to, he was Mitzayan the cavern, he saw Yaakov Avinu. And then he came to Adam HaRishon, and a little bit of dirt went off the heel of Adam HaRishon, and the heel shone like the sun. So Bathkel came out, you already looked at Yaakov Avinu, who's the Musti Yukni, but Adam, who's the Musi Mamish, so you can't look at. I'm not giving you a chance to look at. But we see Yaakov Avinu is called the Musti Yukni. Somehow this, the Musti Yukni, that Lashon is used by Yaakov Avinu. Now Yaakov Avinu, I think I mentioned, that's Mamish, the Indian of Kisei HaKavod. We find in Midrashim that Yaakov Avinu is a little bit of the Kisei HaKavod in this world. He's the Moshe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Pasuk says in Vayishlach, Hashem talks to Yaakov and says, Vayal me'olav elokim. It says that Yaakov, Vayal, Hashem got off of him, got up from him. So Chazal say, the Midrashim say, and it's also a little bit more in the Zohar Kaddish, it says that you see from here that Yaakov is the Moses on the Kisei. And Hashem got off of him like getting off the kisei. It says, the Zohar Kaddish says, by the Merkava it says, Demus Adam Olav. And here it says, Vayal me Olav Elokim. That Hashem's Pashut getting off of the Demus. The Medrash Lekach Tov. The Medrash says, that it's not just Yaakov Avinu, but all the tzaddikim are the Shechina Ishaira besoch all the tzaddikim. So the male of the musug is just that there's a musug in different levels, different people, but a selam elokim is that it's a gilu, a kadosh baruch hu being megala through a person. I mean, after that could be, you know, we have a velus when a person dies, we also have a velus for the Beis HaMikdash. So it's always interesting, so we're so used to it, that musug of a velus for people dying, a velus for the Beis HaMikdash. The lakuda is l'chayr, that they're both places of this emotiv for the shechinen in this world, and it's lost from the world. Shechina being lost from the world is a cause for Avelos. We find something amazing last week's parsha. In Kisisa. Kisisa, the pasuk says right after the eagle, it says that everyone heard that Hashem went away from them. It says visabalu, they were ma'aval, v'lo shasu ish edyo alav, and they didn't put their edyo on them. They didn't put on, and so then it says Hashem gives the seal, says they tell them to take off their edyam. So what's the edyam? Right? The edyam, Pashut explained, means some sort of adornment. But Chazal explained that this is talking about crowns, or the different shows in Chazal, that they got it at Har Sinai. They got to a level of tikkun of the Chet Adam HaRishon, and they got a tikkun. They were given these crowns, that they had a smila, it says that the Malach HaMos couldn't come near them with these crowns. That these crowns, they had been lifted up to a higher madrega, something done with the Adam before the Chet. And Hashem says, take off these crowns. They took off the crowns, Chazal said that the crowns were given to Moshe Rabbeinu, which is right by Moshe Rabbeinu, there was Ma'ar Panim. He had such an Ar Panim that no one could look at him. Right? Because that's the end of the Ma'ar Panim, that of that has gailus of the Shechina b'soich Moshe Rabbeinu. So in the middle of that Indian, these are in Yonim of Hashem being Megal in a person, most in Yaakov Avinu. It's interesting we mentioned this. It's most in Yaakov Avinu, it's Musti Yukni. So we find something Peledek. I might have mentioned this, but Peledek is that the Avelus, first time in the Torah you have Avelus, it's by Yaakov Avinu. Vayasla Aviv Avel Shivas Yamin. Shivas learned that from Yaakov Avinu. They had an Avel. It was a tremendous Avelus. They called it Avel Mitzrayim. We mentioned once that all the kings came and put their crowns on the Aron of Yaakov Avinu and had a tremendous Avel. It's because Yaakov Avinu is the holy site of Avelus, is the loss of the Musti Yukni, the loss of that Madrega of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Megala in an Adam. I don't remember if I mentioned this, but it's also not a coincidence. The Makar for Simchas Mishtach Chasim Nekala, Shivas Yom for Chasim Nekala, is also from Yaakov Avinu, right? The place it's learned from, the Shami learns it from, it's learned from Yaakov Avinu, that it says, Malei Shvu Azos, by love, and he says, first have this Shivas Mea Mishtach before I give you Rachel. So the inner Shivas Mea Mishtach, we once mentioned, is the opposite of Shiva. Shiva by Avelis is for the loss of Selam Elokim. Shiva by Chasim Nekala is for that at marriage a person gets the Madrega of Selam Elokim. Right, I think we mentioned that's the Brachos. Asher Yotza Adam Salmo, Yotzer Adam is the Shlemus of Dmus Adam is that marriage. The male, that's all Yaakov Avinu. Oh, so just little another knesh here. Just you should know, every time something's mentioned in the Torah, the first time it's mentioned is Yisai, that shows it's Shavish. The first time mitzah is used in the Torah is by Yaakov Avinu. By Yaakov Avinu, and by Mises Yaakov Avinu, the word mitzah is used. It's actually used three times, right? The word mitzah is only used four times in the Torah, but the first three times is by Yaakov Avinu, that Yaakov Avinu is on the mitzah. Yaakov's at the mitzah, and it says, Yaakov, after he speaks to Yosef, he says, Vishtachavu al Rosh HaMitzah. He bows down to the Rosh HaMitzah because the Shechinah was Shayr on the Rosh HaMitzah of Yaakov Avinu. So you mamash have that Musur, that Yaakov Avinu's mitzah, right? We're talking about Kfiyas HaMitzah, is the Inyan, so Yaakov Avinu, he's B'menucha on the mitzah, and the Shechinah is Shayr with him on the mitzah. It's not much with him on the mitzah. Because the Musig of Kfiyas HaMitzah, the Musig of Kfiyas HaMitzah, is that it's Ki'ilu, the mitzah is our makam of Menucha, and we're turning it over, Keneged HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Menucha, Hashem's Menucha, his makam of Moshav is in the in Tzel Malkim, and most come together in Yaakov Avinu's mitzah. That's why I just bechlal. It's Yaakov's always the av connected to Menucha. Right, we say Yaakov one of Yenuchu bo. Right, we say the Yeshev Yaakov Eretz Meguri Aviv. He wanted to have a Menucha. It says he came. Where did he go? He went to Shechem, and it says VaYichan et Pnei Ha'ir. The Yichan Pnei Ha'ir. Chazal says, what does it mean? He encamped in the face of the city. Chazal says it means that he marked off Tchum Shabbos. He marked off the Tchum Shabbos from Shechem, and it says in the Zechus of that, the pasuk says in Yeshaya, that it says that if you're careful about Shabbos, it says, "And Toshim Shabbos Raglecha." You keep your, you don't travel on Shabbos, and if you have peaceful, then Oz Nachlas Yaakov Yirash. You'll get the Nachla of Yaakov. The Yaakov Avinu is the Inyan of Shabbos, of Menucha and Nachla. This is all Inyanim of Yaakov, Yaakov Avinu. The Inyan on Shabbos is just. Once I start, I'll just finish. The Inyan of Shabbos is an Inyan of the Inyan of Shabbos of Menucha, right? Menucha and Shabbos is Medrash says in Bereishis Rava. Medrash talks about Menucha and Shabbos. There's a Ma'ar Panim. The Yid has a special Ma'ar Panim on Shabbos, and the Neshama Yisera on Shabbos is because of the Menucha. That Inyan of Menucha of the Zera Kaddish is the Hefek. When a person's Bekas, he causes that the Neshama leaves a person. The Gila of Kaddish Baruch Hu says that Kaddish, it's like he's chasing a Kaddish Baruch Hu out of himself when he's a Bekas. The Inyan of Menucha, this Inyan is that a Kaddish Baruch Hu has some Musuk of Menucha here. Oh, right? So Bekitzer. Just Bekitzer, okay? If you didn't digest all of that, just Bekitzer, the Musuk is that we have an Inyan of Menucha on the Mitzah. So, but we're recognizing that by a Kaddish Baruch Hu, when a person dies, the Avelis is not just for the personal loss of the person, but it's for the loss that we're losing. We've lost the Shechina in the world. We lost the Kisei of a Kaddish, a Moshe of Hashem in the world. Every year there's another Moshe of Hashem, and every year there's a loss of another little bit of Shechina. I mentioned once the Marival. The Marival says you can't be Mochel and Shiva. Right? Why can't there be Mechil? Why can't the Nifter before he dies be Mochel and Shiva? So Pshad, it's not just the Nifter, it's covered to the Shechina. Okay. Alright. Okay, so what's Nogea to us? So the first thing's Nogea to us. The Iker Kfiyas HaMitzah, after this whole Vart, you know, it's like so disappointing. We don't do it anymore. Why don't we do it anymore? So Rishonim say because it's not nicker in our beds, not all Rishonim, but Rishonim who say there's no Kfiyas HaMitzah, they say that in our beds, meaning their beds, right? I'm not sleeping in their bed, in the Rishonim's bed. But in the Rishonim's bed, it says not nicker the Kfiyah. If you turn it upside down, it doesn't look any different than right side up. Right? So some say that their beds, there's no way to turn it over their bed. So, okay. I don't know what their beds are. That was interesting. Our beds, you really could turn over, Right? I don't know why you can't turn over our beds. So you have a headboard. You had to point that out. If you have a headboard, you won't be able to turn it over. I don't have a headboard. I don't know. I don't think I ever had a headboard. I don't know. It's funny. The Gemara talks about a bed with kinophos, with a canopy bed. He says you just turn it on its side. Doesn't sound like you have to mamish be able to. A little bit unclear why you don't do kefiah. The Aruch HaShulchan says a reason, which I liked, was that he said perhaps our mitzvahs aren't their mitzvahs. Our mitzvahs we use when we're asleep. Their mitzvahs were when they were awake. It was interesting, it was more symbolic, the mitzvah, right? Now our mitzvah is just sitting in our bedroom and we just sleep on it. In any case, so kefiah HaMitzvah we don't do. If one could do it, if he has something that he could do it on, there would be a din to do it. You know, the Beis Yosef quotes from the Rabbi Yerucham and the Rivash, it's brought in Rav Kiva Eger, they said if you have a pillow, and the pillow has two sides to it, it has one side that's clearly the top and one side that's the bottom. So they said then you should flip it over. But our mattresses aren't like that.
That's more understandable also than the Rav Shulchan, no? Because the bed is in private, whereas the cushions and the couches, that's where everyone is, and the public come in.
Right. Right, so could be. I don't think anyone does this, but it is brought by Rav Kiva Eger, and it's not. I don't see anyone being cholik on it. The other minhag that's brought, Chassam Sofer says, the minhag of covering mirrors, he says, is based on trying to be a replacement for Kriyas HaMitzvah. Right, that's also you see the tzelem in the mirror. The that's also true. Well, they had mirrors. They all have mirrors, but maybe not as good mirrors. Right. There's pictures. It's brought down already in modern form, because they used to have pictures. But the Pnei Baruch already brings a minhag. It's funny how we can have minhagim, just like sprouting up like that. But he says it's a minhag, and I've seen people do this, of putting the pictures down, the pictures of people you put down. So that's also a very nice sort of zecher for Kriyas HaMitzvah. Right? I'm sure Meir Shainer, they probably wouldn't even have liked the idea of having a picture of anyone on there, you know, it's of a desirable. Okay, so that's an Indian. Now the Iker Kiyum we have of this minhag, though, is that we sit on the floor. Right, the Gemara says, Mor Katar Chavzayin, the Gemara says that we on Erev Shabbos, after Chatzos, so we're allowed to pick up the beds, but we can't sit on them until Shabbos. So we see there's a mussar that you can't, not only do you have to be kofi for the beds, but it's then that a person can't sit on a bed that's not kofi, and therefore that is taking halacha l'maisa, that a person cannot sit on a bed if it is not kofi. It's not turned upside down. Right? So now, The Gemara does say that when a person sleeps, he sleeps on an overturned bed. When he eats on an overturned bed. Now the Gemara quotes that pasuk by David HaMelech. It says Vayishkav Arza. David HaMelech laid down on the ground. So the Gemara says that Einachinami. It's the Feirish in Chazal that a person could sleep on an overturned bed. So the Gemara says it means Ki'in Arza. I mean, in Arza, not mamash the ground, but it's like the Arz, the Chor, meaning because it's within three tzvachim of the ground. In the Yerushalmi, they quote this from Iov. By Iov, it says, Vayeshu ito l'aretz, that the friends of Iov sat with him on the ground. So it says, Ke'in Arz. It doesn't mean they're mamash on the ground, but they were sitting on Amita Kfuya. So therefore, it's pretty clear that Ke'in Arz is good, and therefore, the widespread minhag is that Aveilim sit on things, on even chairs, that are under Gimel Tfachim. So the one issue here is that strangely, Shulchan Aruch L'Nosei Kelim, all right based on the Ramban, that one has to actually sit on the ground. Ein Hachinam, the Ramban says, when a person is eating or sleeping, he's allowed to sit. There's a kula, he could sit or sleep on a mita kfuya, but that's a kula. He says, but Iku is Arts Mamish. He says, Arts Mamish is a maila, and therefore, one should sleep lechatchila or sit not sleep. When a person is not sleeping or eating, they should be mamish on the ground. Now, most Aveilim don't do this. The Aruch HaShulchan points this out, that the Taka did have a seminig of people sitting on low chairs. So how is that? So the Aruch Shulchan points out that he basically, Mikof the Minhag, takes on what the Ramban says. I'm definitely in the Al Rishonim, don't seem to go like the Ramban, but the Ramban is saying a tremendous chiddush. You don't really find in other Rishonim. The Gemara seems, you read the Gemara, seems to say that in Aretz, it is Pashat. When it says Aretz, the Chazal just say that Aretz just means Kein Aretz. You don't see any hint that Karka is Dafka. Ramban has a Gersa we don't seem to have, is a Medayik, to say that Aretz is better than Kein Aretz. But Pashas, we don't really see it, we don't see another Rishayim. It's a little bit strange why this Ramban was taken. What's even more interesting, I thought, was that there's really more Rishayim who say something else. The Rambam and the Rizkeyus and a number of other Rishayim say that Lehefech, sinning on Mita Kfuya is better than sinning on the Karka. They bring a Gemara that this Gemara we do have, that the Gemara Chaf Zayin, the Gemara says that if a person sleeps on the floor, he's not Yotzei Kfiyas Hamita. He's not Yotzei Kfiyas Hamita. So what does that mean? Why is not Yotzei Kfiyas Hamita? He slept on the floor. So the Rambam says that means because the person has to sleep on a Mita Kfuya. The Rambam says that Lechatchila is not the ground. The ground's B'diyeved. Being on a Mita, on overturned Mita is Lechatchila. Because when a person on overturned Mita, he's doing better than sitting on the ground. Because now he's bringing out the Musug of Kfiyas Hamita. It's like he's advertising, by sitting on a Mita Kfuya, he's advertising Kfiyas Hamita. He's advertising this, what he's doing here. So Mela, the Aruch HaShulchan's Matzdik the Minhag, and says that really this is a Das Yachad the Ramban. Well, it's interesting, I thought, just before we just say you could just do away with the Shulchan Aruch and all the Poskim because of the Minhag, it's still interesting. I have to tell you, it is a little bit interesting. The Pasuk says, sit on the ground. Chazal say, sit on an overturned bed. So I understand I'm sitting on the ground is a maila, very shuffle. I understand why sitting on a mita kfuya is a maila, because that's a maila in the niyuk of kfiyas hamita. Sitting on a chair, so that's really not so pashy. You're sitting on a chair, it's a low chair, but it's sitting on a chair. The emes is what I would hear al sad hatov. If a person doesn't want to sit on the ground, what I would hear is to do what Rav Kiveger says, is to find a pillow that's has a side that's side up, that has difference on two sides, and put the pillow upside down and sit on the pillow. So I would say that's mustama, the best thing to do. And sleeping also is mutar on mita kfuya. Lemaisa, even though we're saying there's no kfiyas hamita, lemaisa, one could still put his mattress on the ground. If someone puts his mattress on the ground, it's befeirish them kfiyas hamita. The Smachos says himself Smachos, Kfiyas Hamita, even if there's pillows on it, a person could sleep on the Mita. So Mustama is also okay to put the mattress just to put it down on the ground. Some have said that we don't do it anymore. We don't do it because people won't be able to sleep if they sleep on the ground. So the emphasis is Behetiv that says it, but the emphasis, the kash on it, the pircha on it really is that it's a favorish, you can sleep on the ground on a mattress, right? Why can't someone sleep on the mattress? The other pircha on it is the Yerushalmi says the reason why in Avelis the Avel has to sleep on a mita kfuya is that even when he's sleeping, he shouldn't be able to sleep well, so he should remember that he's in Avelis, right? So it's not so worried about his night's sleep. So the Mela, that's the proper thing that a person Avel should do. Okay. So just because I don't want to fall so far behind, maybe let me say a few words about tefillin. Okay, the issue of tefillin. I'll just say the kitzer. Issue of tefillin is an interesting issue because you've been mevatel mitzvah minat Torah in this din of not wearing tefillin. This is a bit of pella. So Rishayim say the pshat is because it's not right for the tefillin. It's a niyga velus not to wear tefillin, but it's also not proper for the tefillin. And a chanav is a mitzvah to wear tefillin, but it's like a bizayin to the tefillin to be on an aval. A person wearing tefillin should be b'simcha. We always have to wear tefillin, so we should always be b'simcha. But the tefillin is shouldn't be on him. Now, l'chayra not wearing tefillin, l'chayra the musug of not wearing tefillin is based on a certain mitzias. The Gemara says achrisa ki yomar. First day of the veils, we don't wear tefillin because achrisa ki yomar ikar meriros chad yuma. The ikar bitterness is one day, and since he's bitter for that day, he's bitter. It's not proper to wear tefillin. So it's sort of mitzias of bitterness. There's a machlokes here. We don't have so much time, so I'll just say b'kitzur. There's a machlokes. What is considered Yom Rishon? It's only Yom Rishon. When is that Yom Mar? When is that bitter day? So there's a machlokes achronim here. We'll talk about b'kitzur, the Maritatz, who's Marit Salon. So he writes that the Isser of Tzvilin is only on the Yom HaMisa. Bitterness is one day. When's bitterness? Bitterness is the day of Misa. The Gabe Kachim, the din of Onain, is Dafka min Atayra on the Yom Rishon. And the Gemara quotes that Onain is Asur Kachim only on the Yom HaMisa because it says Vachrisuk Yomar. So the Iker bitterness is the first day of the Misa. Now what if the first day of Aveil, the first day of Shiva, is not on the Yom HaMisa? Generally, Aveilus only starts after the Kvura. Kvura, more often than not, is not on the day of Misa. So Memela, what will be then? So the Maritat says that on the first day of Aveilus, if it's not the day of the Misa, if it's the day of the Kvura, so Maritat claims that the Aval will wear tefillin. Because it's not the Yomar anymore. Most Achorim are Cholik. They're Cholik from the Stimus HaGemara and the Rambam and the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch. They just say Yom Rishon is Aser B'Tfilin. So therefore, they assume that the Isser is on the first day of Avelis, even if it's not the day of Misa. And that's still called a Yomar. Mizrabanon, they say that's a Yomar. Now, Lemaisa needs a Hesver. And he's a Hezbollah, why that is. L'chay, you're passing a guy from Tefillin, because he's Mar. Why is he Mar? It's not the first day. The Misa was 3 days ago. They only managed to get him buried 3 days later. Why is today the Yom Mar? So one Hezbollah I saw Rav Chilm Paris. He's a Rishon who wrote a Perush on Moed Katan. He writes a very interesting thing. He writes that the din of the first day being mar, it's not just a mitzias, it's a din. He writes, his lashon is, he says, the ikum meriros chad yoma yuma sheyeshos ames bebchi biyom rishon yosim rishar yamen. He says because the din is in avelus, in the shiva, chachamur mesakin, that the 7 days of avelus, but the first day they were mesakin, that should be a day where a person should really go all out crying. The first day. So the Me'el B'Pshad is that Midrabanan, the first day is a Yomar. It's a Yomar because Chazal Rav Matakin, it should be a Yomar, and the person cries on the first day more than the other days. Very Pasha. With that, it's interesting, you can understand there's the Knesset HaGadolah, Shere Knesset HaGadolah, so he writes that he thinks that even if the first day of Avelis is on Isruchag, meaning even if someone's Karov dies on Pesach, first day Pesach, gets buried on Chol Moed. So there's no Avelis until Isruchag, until the day after Yom Tov. So he's going to start Avelis. His first day of Avelis is after he's already done the Kvura, after he's already, if it was Sukkot, it's after he already did all of his Akafas and Simchas Torah, and now he's starting Avelis. He says, it's still the Omar. And he still is Asur and Tefillin, L'chayr, because that's the din. Chacham or Masakit, that's his first day of Shiva, the male, he has a din, he has to cry that day. That day he has to be the Marines. So that's the Mahalach. There is another Mahalach here that's Cholik. We'll just say B'Kitzer, the Eliyahu Rabba's Cholik. We'll just say B'Kitzer, his Mahalach. He says no, he thinks it's Pasha that Isruchak. He says, a person after Kvura, he says, Yom Mar can only go until Kvura. After Kvura, once the person's buried, and then another day comes, after that day of burial, he says the person gets over it. Until burial, he won't get over it. And therefore, when the first day of Shiva is the day of Kvura, so then it's fresh, the pain is fresh, he just buried his relative. But if he didn't just bury his relative was buried 4 days ago, so he says that's not going to be a Yomar. So what's Pshat Yomar to the Eliyahu Rabba? So I thought Lechaira, it's based on another din in Svachim, Svachim Daf Kuf. The Gemara says that even though Aninus the Reisa is only on the Yom HaMisa, Aninus the Rabbanan extends from the Misa until the Yom HaKvura, and until the end of the Yom HaKvura. Meaning, L'gabe Kachem L'maisa, L'maisa when you have Beis HaMikdash, with Rabbanan, the Yom, from the Yom Misa until they finally bury the Karov, until Shkia on that day, till Tseis on that day, the Kohen is Aser in Kachem. The Kohen is Aser in Kachem. So the third pshat is that Yom Mar, Enochinami, the Reisa, the first day is Yom HaMisa, but Rabbanan extended the Achrisa Yom Mar. They extended that day to go from the Misa until the closure. Person stays miserable until he finally has closure. Finally, he says goodbye to his mother, puts her in the ground, closes up, and then, only then could he start having closure. And then after that day of Kvura, then he starts, he heals the Gavi Kachim. So Memela could be that's the way he understood. Memela, the Yom, after the Yom Kvura, there'll be no Isser Tefillin. Right? So just say to the Elio Rabba. Right, so the Elio Rabba comes out, just the Nafgamina, that he says against the Knesset HaGadol. He says against the Knesset HaGadol that on Isru Chag he says the Ava will be Mutter in Tefillin, because the Mitzvah is after the Kvura. The other Nafgamina, L'chayra here, there's one more Nafgamina mentioned, this is in Tshuva, Mincha Shlomo, Chelek Bey, Simen Tzadi Hei. Is that, what about another issue? What about the days, what's it about the days between Misa and Kvura? And in between Misa and Kvura, there could be a big break, different reasons, right? If there's an autopsy, or if someone's in Eretz Yisrael and his car is being flown in from Chutz Laaretz. So sometimes there's a break, and at that time of that break, sometimes, often the owner in that time is not Chayv and Mitzvahs Bechlal, right? But we mentioned when he can't be Osik with the mace. If he's not being Osik with the mace, he'll actually be Chayv in Mitzvahs. So the Shaila is what if it's a day that's not the day of Misa, it's not the day of Kvura, but it's a day in between the Yom HaMisa and the Yom HaKvura. So then if you hold like the Elia Rava, you'll say, okay, there hasn't been a Kvura yet, so the person, the wound is still open, and the male to Yom Mar, he's also in Tefillin. If you say though, like the Chilmi Paris and the Knesset HaGadola, so L'chor, you'd say not that way. You'd say, no, it's not the Yom Misa, and it's not the Yom Rishon of Shiva, so the Mela, it's not a Yom Mar. So Mela, he would be chayv in Tefillin. Right? The kids are just Allah Maisa. Is this something that everyone agrees on, all the Pratim? But if it's the Yom HaMisa, for sure there's no chayv Tefillin. If it's the first day of Shiva, and that first day of Shiva is also Yom HaKvura, for sure there's no din of Tefillin. If it's Isru Chag, or the other case of the day in between Misa and Kvura, so then the Mela, there'll be a Safek. And a Safek, if it's a Safek, if it's really a Safek, so then the best thing is to put on Tefillin without a Bracha for a second. Just put it on, so you should be a bit of mitzvah of Tefillin, and then take off the Tefillin. Okay. Alright. All right. Okay. So that's we'll end here. Okay. But this is Shem. Berkshire, I think people are actually getting ahead of me, so that's really a good thing. I like when everyone's at least up to me. I also want to mention, you know, Adar's coming. So just mention that I try to have a suda in my house on for yeshiva guys. I usually get a suda, but the problem is I live in Muncie, so it's hard for people. So I'm just letting people know that if anyone's interested or chavra islach lei, that everyone's been invited to the Suda, and the Suda comes with stay over till Shabbos or Sunday, however long it takes to get over. But, anyway. Okay, all right, okay. So. And then my Purim Suda, I don't have to apologize before I say Machshava. I look good here.
Would you apologize before saying halacha at the Purim Suda?
I would, yeah. I never tried that.